Chapter 4. Powerful Processes. Dr. Joe Vitale.
A lot of people feel stuck or in prison or confined by their current circumstances. And I'm trying to point out that whatever your circumstances right now, that is only your current reality. And current reality will begin to change as a result of beginning to use the secret.
Your current reality or your current life is a result of the thoughts you have been thinking. All of that will totally change as you begin to change your thoughts and change your feelings.
That a man can change himself and master his own destiny is the conclusion of every mind who is wide awake to the power of right thought. Christian D. Larson.
Lisa Nichols.
When you want to change your circumstances, you must first change your thinking. Every time you look inside your mail expecting to see a bill, guess what? It'll be there. Each day you go out dreading the bill. You're never expecting anything great. You're thinking about debt. You're expecting debt. So debt must show up so you won't think you're crazy. And every day you confirm your thought. Is debt going to be there? Yes, debt's there. Is debt going to be there? Yes, debt's there. Why? Because you expected debt to be there. So it showed up because the law of attraction is always being obedient to your thoughts. Do yourself a favor. Expect a check.
Expectation is a powerful attractive force because it draws things to you. As Bob Proctor says, desire connects you with the thing desired, and expectation draws it into your life. Expect the things you want, and don't expect the things you don't want. So what do you expect now?
James Ray.
Most people look at their current state of affairs and they say, this is who I am. That's not who you are. That's who you were. You see, if you look at your current state of affairs right now, let's say, for instance, that you don't have a lot of money in your bank account, or you don't have the relationship that you want, or your health and fitness isn't up to par. That's not who you are. That's the residual outcome of your past thoughts and actions. So we're constantly living in this residual, if you will, of the thoughts and the actions we've taken in the past. When you look at your current state of affairs and define yourself by that, then you doom yourself to have nothing more than the same in the future.
All that we are is a result of what we have thought. Buddha.
I would like to share a process with you that came from the great teacher Neville Goddard in a lecture he delivered in 1954 entitled The Pruning Shears of Revision. This process has had a profound effect on my life. Neville recommends at the end of every day, before you go to sleep, to think through the events of the day. If any events or moments did not go the way you wanted, replay them in your mind in a way that thrills you. As you recreate those events in your mind exactly as you want, you are cleaning up your frequency from the day, and you are emitting a new signal and frequency for tomorrow. You have intentionally created new pictures for your future. It is never too late to change the pictures.